AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the first hearing of the House Select Committee looking into the Capitol riot,
there was an attack carried out on January 6th, and a hitman sent them. I want you to get to the bottom of that.
Washington Metropolitan Police Officer Harry Dunn was one of the four officers who testified about their experiences with the rioters in January. Capitol Police Officer Aquilino Gonnell says rioters were shouting, "Trump, send us."
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die, defending this entrance.
Before the hearing, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy again called the process a sham. The CDC is expected to backpedal on its mask guidelines. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
2.5 months ago, the agency eased its guidance for fully vaccinated people in most indoor settings.
You can shed your mask.
But today, Director Rochelle Walensky's CDC is expected to announce the fully vaccinated put the masks back on indoors in parts of the nation where the coronavirus is surging due to the Delta variant. A federal official says the new guidance will come this afternoon. Several cities and towns have already restored their own indoor masking rules. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Simone Biles says she wasn't injured. It was stress that led to her withdrawal from the gymnastics team competition in Tokyo.
A lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
Biles says she will decide tomorrow whether or not to continue in Tokyo. The U.S. won the silver medal in team gymnastics. A former Air Force intelligence analyst was sentenced to 45 months in prison for leaking top secret information about the government's drone strike program to a journalist. President Biden is proposing a return to aggressive Obama-era vehicle mileage standards over 5 years. This is AP News. Human Rights Watch accused the Israeli military of carrying out what it called war crimes.
The International Human Rights Organization issued its conclusions after investigating 3 Israeli airstrikes that it said killed 62 Palestinian civilians. It said there were no evident military targets in the vicinity of the attacks. The report also accuses Palestinian militants of apparent war crimes by launching over 4,000 unguided rockets and mortars at Israeli population centers. Such attacks, the group says, violate the prohibition against deliberate or indiscriminate attacks against civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A trial opened in Vatican City for 10 defendants, including a once-powerful cardinal, in a case based on a sprawling investigation of the allegedly criminal management of the Holy See's portfolio of assets, including donations by countless Catholics. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.